Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Representative Barry Crager. Hello, Barry. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Kate.
Nice to be with you. Nice to see you. And we're on the eve of the filing period for the next state offices and so on. You're actually going to switch your application from being representative for House District 40 for Johnson County in a little sliver of Sheridan County, and actually look to take on Senate seat 22, which was formerly Dave Kinsky's seat, which he's just announced fairly recently that he is vacating after 20 years or so. I wanted to talk to you really about your experience in the last session. You've been in the legislature now since 2021, and I'm interested really in your thoughts and observations about how the nature of legislating has changed, particularly in the last session, which seemed from the outside to be a lot more adversarial than before. Is that fair to say that it was more adversarial?
I think that's a fair characterization of how it's, you know, progressing over the last few years. I've been a student of the legislature. I've watched it for years, long before I was ever there. I've always paid attention to it. And so I've been around it a lot. And, you know, I think even starting my first year, I think there was a, you know, sort of a change in the air of how we conducted business down there. And it's definitely more so now. It's more pronounced now. I think more people are starting to notice it on the outside, not so much on the, you know, we noticed it on the inside, I think, right away. But it's becoming more pronounced, the adversarial nature.
I think it's worth pointing out that we're really talking about a schism within the Republican Party. We have a handful of Democrats who represent pockets of Wyoming, but we're fundamentally a red state, a conservative state, and the vast majority of representatives in Senate and House are both strong, staunch conservatives. So could you explain a little bit what you observe about the differences that are showing up? What is the division that is apparent?
Yeah, I would say the division within the party is less about policy and more about performance, especially at the legislature, you know, at the legislative level. You know, we agree on most big items as Republicans.
For example?
Pro-life, Second Amendment. I mean, these are all things that are hallmarks of our Republican Party, our conservative nature. And so we all agree on those, generally speaking. The question comes down to is, what's the ultimate legislation look like? You know, we have questions about that. And so there's, you know, that's where we end up having division sometimes is within the actual legislative process. And instead of trying to work together to find solutions to all these problems that are facing Wyoming, we end up having spats. And they're not spats for the people, they're spats for elections. And really what we should be focusing on what's best for the people of Wyoming. What are we going to do today, tomorrow, and in the next cycle, the next 2 years, to solve problems facing Wyoming? I mean, we have a list of things that we need to be working on in this state. We should be working together, not fighting.
So what are the hindrances to actually coming together and working together? If there is all this commonality, there is often, I've seen people say, not a true conservative, or I am a true conservative, or use the term rhino Republican in name only. That seems divisive. And is that getting in the way? And is it real?
Is the division real? Yes. It's apparent. All you have to do is watch one day of the legislative session to see that. Is it necessary? No. Should we be doing that? The answer is no. What is the hindrance? I can't answer that. I don't know, because I don't feel that. I want to work with anybody that wants to solve a problem for the people of my district or the people of Wyoming. So I'm not sure I can answer that. That might be a question for somebody else.
And I will be asking the same question of, you've been aligned with something called the Freedom Caucus. I know that it's supposedly a leaderless group, etc. But there is that term which has been given, and your name as often comes up in that. And on the other side, so to speak, there is a group called the Freedom Caucus, and that's the Wyoming Caucus and the Freedom Caucus. I reached out and asked the Freedom Caucus to have this same conversation as well, and I hope that that will happen. So how do we get past this? How do we get out of our own way so that we actually do start doing good work, doing good legislating for Wyoming?
You know, I think people, we legislators, and also the people, I think the people need to demand that their legislator works with whomever to solve a problem. If you want somebody that's going to go in and throw bombs and not try to get things accomplished, then that's fine. That's who you're going to pick. But, you know, I think the people need to pick people to be their representative, whether it's in the Senate or the House, that actually want to do good things for them, that actually represent them and their interests. They don't need somebody going down there to pick fights. That's not going to get any of us anywhere. Maybe some people want that, but I don't think the general consensus around the state would be that. I think most people want someone who represents them, that actually wants to get things done, listens to them, says, hey, I have a problem with taxes. Let's go solve that problem. I have a problem with we're not supporting our small towns. Let's go solve that. I'm a senior citizen and I'm having a hard time getting access to healthcare. Would you help me with that? Like, those are things we should be able to agree on, find solutions, and we should be able to do it without, you know, a fight or name calling.
Are there any particular policy areas where things do get tripped up? There was a lot of effort to get property tax reform, and the legislature actually finally came together and agreed. It was vetoed, a lot of it was vetoed by the governor, and so it did not come into effect, but the legislature did finally manage to agree. Are there any other particular areas where party division is particularly pronounced?
It seems like all of them. I mean, to be honest, it seems like every time we turn around, there is some sort of animosity, you know, there is some sort of division there. You know, there's obviously some that are probably higher up the list than others. You know, it seems like we always get into big discussions on right to life stuff, Second Amendment stuff. Those are ones that we debate all the time, which we all agree on, generally speaking. That's the interesting part. You know, I understand there are probably some legislators who don't, you know, maybe don't fall in those categories, but, you know, the great majority of us do.
Do you think that this represents what is happening in other states across the nation, or is this a unique issue to Wyoming?
It's happening all over the country. If you dig into the news, you will see this very same thing happening everywhere. And it scares me for the Republican Party and for the conservative movement. It truly does. What are we going to look like? Are we chasing people away from the party due to our infighting? Is it good for our cause, for what we believe? You know, I don't know. Time will tell.
You would imagine that it will reinforce that notion that politics is not a good place to want to be part of, and that it just turns voters off. They just stop. They just no longer absorb the news. They no longer keep up on current affairs. And then that leaves politics to the few that are extremely interested, which on the whole are more extreme and radical points on both ends of the spectrum. So people lose their voice if they get disenchanted.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's not good for, you know, for the Republic. We need people to be involved. We need informed representatives. And the only way they can be informed is if all the people share their opinion.
Do you think that this sense of infighting and squabbling and the difficulties that there are, the adversarial stuff, and you've mentioned name calling, etc., and there have been some instances of that. Do you think that puts off candidates from standing for election?
I think it does. It changes the perspective of, you know, especially people that have families. You know, there's a lot that goes into that, and I think that probably does change their opinions on whether or not they want to, or affect their opinion at least, on whether or not they're willing to put their name out there and run for office.
So does that affect you on a daily basis? Do you sometimes think, what on earth am I doing this for?
Yeah. There's some days you wonder to yourself. But, I believe in what I'm doing. My family believes in what we're doing. I mean, it's a team effort. We work together. My wife, Kristen, and both of my girls, are Lily and Caroline, are involved in what we do, and they believe in Wyoming. They believe in our country. They believe in our county. They believe in what, that we should be standing up and saying what we believe and acting it out, We believe in collaboration. We believe in working with other people, and that's what we're trying to do.
I've heard you say before that it's unlikely that you'll ever get to perfect in a legislative situation, but good is good enough, and that is at least a move in the right direction. That seems to be part of the issue here, which is it good or is it perfect? And that's what causes some of the tension and the stalemate. Moving on, how difficult do you think it actually is going to be to legislate in the next session? The session that just wrapped up was relatively small and finite, and a lot of it was focused on budget. There were a few initiatives that brought in some broader issues, some social issues. A hot one is the repeal of gun-free zones, for example. Next session is much more open, longer, fuller. What do you anticipate going forward?
I don't know. The elections will have a big say in what that looks like and what the makeup of each of the bodies is. So I think we'll have to wait and kind of give me till August and August 21st, I'll be able to give you a better idea of what that looks like, because the whole body could change, both sides, right? I mean, House in particular, Senate, only half of them are up, 15 are up this time out of 31. And so that one's, different. It won't be as big a turnover, but the House could have immense turnover. And so we'll just have to wait and see what that looks like.
So you're saying it's really a numbers game right now, as to who gets elected from the various individual counties and how that will change the tenor of the chambers?
I think it's less of a numbers game. I mean, I guess you could boil it down to that, but what I'm really saying is, the people have a say. And the people get a say. Elections have consequences, right? That's age-old saying. And so the people are going to decide, do they want lawmakers that are going to actually try to solve problems and work together with everybody to get those problems solved? Or do they want people who are rather, into performance politics, where we just say stuff and try to hold people accountable to their votes that are set up just for the purposes of elections? That's
the nature of the system, is that it has to be collaborative, because not one single individual can actually make a change alone. They have to have the collaboration and agreement of others. You hear grand gestures and grand statements about how somebody's going to go into a particular political environment and make sweeping changes. The reality is that can't happen. So by nature, it is a collaborative process, or else nothing happens.
That's right. And then on top of that, you also have other things to consider. For example, the governor. I mean, every piece of legislation we pass has to cross his desk. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all process. It's not a simple process. It's very complicated. It does require collaboration. You have two bodies that have to come together first. Then it goes to the governor. And that's that's the whole purpose, is that we're supposed to work together to find solutions.
Do you ever see this situation changing? I mean, how would you encourage, especially new and younger voters who are coming in? There are going to be a bunch of 18-year-old voters who are going to be, for the first time, have the opportunity to be truly engaged and participate in our election process. What would you say to them coming into this?
I would say get involved. Call the people that are running for office. Ask them questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Are you willing to work with other people? Are you willing to represent me? Get involved. Go to the forums. Ask questions at the forums. Do all the things that that we've always done in the past. This process will carry forward, and they need to be involved in that process.
How do you think that a good legislator takes forward something which their constituents want, but they don't necessarily really truly agree with? How do you step over your personal views and beliefs and actually represent the people who put you there?
So I would say, for me, that's easy because of my occupation. Being an attorney, I know how to represent people. I know how to represent interests that may not always align with mine. But that's my job. That's what you sign up for. And so that's what you do. You take issues that someone feels strongly about, constituent, and you go try to solve their problem, try to help them.
Barry, thank you very much for an interesting conversation about the difficulties of legislating in this current environment. I hope that we can move to something which is less adversarial and smoother, because it does seem that there is a lot of time wasted on behalf of the people of Wyoming when we could be getting action. And it's difficult to know exactly how that happens and so on, but it will be, the conversation has been very interesting, and I wish you well with your campaign, obviously. I will be talking to everybody and more so as the campaigns and candidates come forward through to the election.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity. Look forward to getting together with you again after the filing period's over and we see who all is running and talking some policy stuff for campaign season.
Yeah, so it would be good to get and talk about policy and help voters make some informed choices based on what each individual candidate has to put forward. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.